Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone.
On a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Kay Yvette. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase our new album. Lioness is actually available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, I had the pleasure of having this very talented artist. I can't believe it was late last year, and she had just released her single called Pregame, and now she has returned, not with one, but two fantastic singles along and accompanied with a wonderful video. I'm talking about Star Martin, new hit single Walls, and also, yeah, Karma. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Star Martin. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, how are you? I'm happy to be back.
Oh, the pleasure's truly ours. Been a little bit of a cold, but other than that, the teddy bear is doing all right. First and foremost, congratulations.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations, not on one, but two wonderful new singles.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's like crazy to me. It's still unbelievable. Like, I look at it and I'm just like, oh, it's so surreal, but it's so lit at the same time.
Now, I must say, now listening to Pregame, when you first came out with that thing, I said, okay, that's cool. I like the beat. I like the vibe. Her vocals, they're getting where I think they should be able to get to. I think they can escalate. I told you the last time you were on the show, I said, to me, your vocals are a lot better, and I think they should be showcased more on your next single.
Yeah.
Then you turn around, and Miss Lady, she comes out with Walls. I said, oh, we're going to show a lot more transparency, just kind of direct,
yes,
right to the point.
Oh, yeah, we got to get right to it, honey.
I said, okay. I said, my, oh, my. So tell me, Walls, who came up with the concept, number one, for the title of the song, and what was your thought process at the time when you started working on that single?
Well, collectively, me and my writers, we call ourselves The Package. It's so cute. But we came up with it collectively, and it was going to be Beef Walls, and then we just changed it short, just Walls, you know, short and sweet. It's really just about different things in a relationship that others don't see. You will never know the dynamic of a relationship between somebody and somebody else because you're not in their shoes. So it's like if the walls could talk, you know, they would do their best to say that and showcase it.
Yeah, as you said, they'll definitely tell our secrets. Lord have mercy. I said, okay.
Oh, yes. Many secrets, yes.
Many secrets, yes, Lord. That's definitely a beautiful thing. Well, how do you feel? How do you feel overall? Going back to Pregame and where you're at right now as far as vocally, do you feel that you've taken your vocal prowess to another level?
I definitely do. Just from singing more every day, you'll get better, period, because you're just exercising that muscle, you know. So I think that just with that, too, I was coming out with a more of a catchy, you know, summertime, like, you know, just a vibe, a fun vibe, whereas Walls is more sultry and it can, you know, get slowed down so you can take your time and actually sing the record. So I definitely think that I've progressed and I'm going to start coming out just, you know, with more things that do show that, because I see that people love it. So I'm happy.
All the people have definitely spoken. You know, another thing that we actually talked about before, because I remember everything. I said, you know what? I know for me that a lot of times when an artist goes in a studio, they get so mm-hmm. caught up in the production aspect of the music.
Yeah.
They kind of push the vocal aspect to the side. And I think that's a crime, yeah. especially when you know you have a very talented vocalist and we put all the bells and whistles and the beats and the 808. Mm-hmm. And where's the vocals at? And that's one mm-hmm. of the things I see on these two singles. Your vocals have an yeah. opportunity to really, really shine. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course, I feel great just because I can just give my gift, you know, to the world and just let them see, like, yeah, I am actually very talented. I see sometimes that I will, you know, say, let's do this and let's put this on my vocals because it's more of a upbeat song or something that I'm trying to emphasize in the record. But I definitely love raw vocals just because I do have a type of brass to my voice and I can really showcase, you know, what I can do in my uniqueness. So I feel awesome with that. Thank you for asking that because I needed to get that out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I've always said, my love, sometimes it's best just to have it raw like sushi. Lord have mercy. And yeah. that's exactly
love
what
sushi,
you did.
By the way.
My goodness. So businesswoman, model, brand yeah. ambassador, you have all these things, you're wearing all these different hats. How did you find time to get in the studio and work on some new music?
Well, studio is always going to be first for me. So if I get a break from, like, a break in my schedule from studio, then that's when I get to have fun and be a businesswoman and, you know, model and all of that. I make sure I keep the studio first because music is my first love, then acting, and then everything else. So I try to, you know, studio is my baby, music is my baby, and that's just the way I can explain it.
I know because my program director, when she brought some, she said, look, I want you to listen to the music. I'm like, okay, no problem. She said, but I also want mm-hmm. you to take a look at Star's Instagram page. I said, okay, no problem. But you got the show. Look, I said, oh my, we're in love with the camera. And the camera definitely loves her. Okay.
And you know what's crazy? I never really considered myself to be a model ever. Like when I was younger, people would ask me like, do you model? And I used to be like, no, I'm not a model. Like, I'm not, you know, with the little attitude, like, no, I'm a singer. I want to be a singer. But modeling and singing goes so hand in hand. And it's crazy that I'm this old and I just finally realized that I am a model. So I'm just now in my model mode. Like, yep, model. Like anytime I can, I just want to do it.
Because I remember you telling me very vividly, you know, being a business person, that it all incorporates yes. hand in hand. Money is money.
Yes.
And modeling and
yes.
music have always incorporated one another. And for your
yes.
brand, because at the end of the day, this is a business. Star Martin is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
How far would you like to see your brand expand within the next 4 years?
Oh, my God. See, I'm so unrealistic with stuff like this. So in the next 4 years, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic first. First things first. Okay, so I definitely want to have multiple lines. I have West Flamingo right now where that's just swimwear accessories, you know, and I have streetwear for men on there as well. So I want to definitely see that big, like something like Fashion Nova, because I feel like Fashion Nova is the Forever 21 of the internet. So something like that. Also, my music, of course, just banging and just touring all around the world like a rock star, because I am truly a rock star. And I plan to have like plenty, like a lot of endorsements. I really see myself doing a lot of sports type of Nike, you know, things like, you know, that. So that's being realistic, but I'm definitely sure I'm going to try to push myself to do 1,000 more things that's going to run me dry.
But in other interviews that I've heard you give, and one of the things that really stuck out to me is that you speak about deterrence. And what I mean by that about people that become so jealous and envious of your success. How important it is that you have people that are around you that truly care about you as a person, but not they get from. What have you learned as far as the amount of success that you've achieved in a short period of time, separating the people that who really do care about you and ones that are just trying to get something from you?
Well, I've learned to just really treat everybody with kindness, just truly, like, that will intimidate them, like, off the bat. Like, I usually will just tell them, you know, yeah, what they want to hear, and then do what I want to do. And they see it. So they'll see, oh, yeah, she really not even messing with me. So it's just like I didn't even have to go off. I didn't even have to get out of bad tea. I just had to, you know, kill them with kindness.
It is true. It works all the time. Now, we've come to a point where I'm a rock star. I just love that kind of confidence in an artist because you have to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself,
yeah,
how do you expect anybody else to believe in you?
Right.
What does
exactly.
it mean to you to have all this love and all this positive feedback for your music? Because I'm looking everywhere and say, oh, star is this, she's that, she's all that, and a cheeseburger. People love your music. They're really vibing to your music. How is that? How does that make you feel as an artist?
It's really, like I said, so surreal because just like you're saying it now, it's just like even crazy that you're saying it because just to go from, you know, regular me to like I'm kind of getting popping now where people recognize me when I go out and stuff and just, you know, showing me a lot of respect, it's humbling because I'm just like, I'm nobody, like, you know, we're the same, and they're just like, oh, you're so dope, and it's just I'm just happy to inspire people, and that just puts me in a mindset of if God gave you this platform, you need to make sure that you are showing people the best so that you can lead them to do the best things, because people really look up to people and mimic their behavior whether they know it or not.
Without question. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, well, hey, look, I'm not a role model, your parents should be. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a role model starts at home, but it also yeah. helps too when you're an artist, when you project an image of being a positive person, being a loving person,
mm-hmm.
it goes a long way. Because at the end of the day, even though us being, and I'll just put it out there, even though us being black, at the end of the day, to be
mm-hmm.
successful in this industry, you have to have a variety, a very larger audience than just black people to buy your music. Because at
yeah.
the end of the day, you want to be international. You want people to recognize
mm-hmm.
you from Istanbul to Paula Abdul. I mean, you want
yeah.
people to recognize what you are doing. For you, I know you've already sat down. You've already put a plan down. This is what I plan to do, A, B, C, and D. What is the most – I know you're driven. I know that fact. That's a fact that you're driven. How
so
driven are you? Oh, yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. Being this driven – kind of cut into your personal life. How are you able to kind of balance both?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. Struck a nerve right there, okay? So it really, honestly, I was going to say it's a blessing and it's a curse because I'm so hard on myself that my team sometimes has to tell me, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It does not have to be perfect. And I'm just like, but I want to put the, you know, and that cuts into my personal life because then it's just like, sometimes I separate myself from Star Martin. Like, my nickname is Kitten, so sometimes I'll say I'm Kitten. And it just, like, you know, it wears and tears on you just being in the spotlight at any point, at any thing that you do. If the spotlight is on you, you're going to feel judged. You're going to feel, you know, like you have to be the best. So, yes, that cuts into my personal life. And then also just relationships. Like, it's hard for me to be with somebody just because you don't know if they only want you to show you off. I
yeah.
struggle with that. So,
you know, it's funny that you said that because I remember a perfect example, Cardi B. Out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
she's a star overnight.
Yeah.
Hit record, hit singles, and now she's saying, you know what? I have no personal life. Everything I do
yeah.
is magnified. It wasn't like
yeah.
that when I was just who I was, just being Cardi B. Now that I'm Cardi B, a brand. Everybody wants a part of me. Have you sat down at any time where that just really hits you? You said, like you said, now you're right now where everything is popping on a really lovely level, and more people are coming at you and they want more from you. Have you really sat down and thought about as far as how much more extreme this is going to get within the next few years?
Oh yes, I've definitely thought about that. I've talked about it with my dad a million times, and he's just like, well, you know, this is how it's going to be. And he's taught me this my whole life. He's really like tried to beat it into me, like, if you don't like, you know, that, then this is not for you. And I was always like, no, it's okay, you know, I can deal with it. But getting older and just understanding life more, it's kind of like you do want some privacy, or you know, it's different stuff that you would just like to go through alone without having to be judged as, you know, Star Martin or how the world sees you. I've gotten in my car a few times and just drove and cried because it was just the, you know, just like a lot to take in. It's like your energy, real talk. Like, it's really your energy that people want from you, and it's like they're sucking it, and it's like, I don't really have nothing to give, but it's a job and it has to be done, and I always find a way. So I'm blessed, yeah. I guess.
It is, you know, it's like almost that pariah effect, because it does.
Yeah.
The industry can take so much out of you, just the energy, and actually you get into it for the love of doing something that you're truly meant to do. And then people have a tendency to make it more than what it is, and they demand so much of you. Now, being an independent artist, I love independent artists for this fact. They have complete creative control of their product, their destiny. What would it take if a major label came to you tomorrow and said, Star, we want to sign you to Columbia. We want to sign you to Warner Brothers. But here are the stipulations. We want you to tweak this. We want you to tweak that. Basically, they want to try to turn you into something that you're not. How do you feel about that, and how would you deal with that?
I mean, number one, coming to me, telling me you want to change me, and if it's something that I'm just like, oh, that's so corny, or if it's something for the better, then I might consider it. But, you know, most of the times that's not the case. They want to turn you into, you know, I just feel like Nicki Minaj, not saying she was, you know, forced to do that, but now you see who she really is versus just coming out as who you really are from the jump. So it's like insulting, but it's also like they'll try you, but you got to know how to shut stuff like that down and be confident. And then I'll probably make them tweak their contract. Like, nah, this is what's going to happen. And be like, all right.
And you have to be that way. You, in order to be a boss, to be and be in control of your destiny, you have to be that way. It's interesting that you mentioned Nicki Minaj. I remember when I had the conversation with Bowlegged Lou of Full Force, because they're the ones that actually originally discovered Nicki Minaj. And when he told me, said the person that you see now is a completely different person than you seen when we discovered her. Very laid back, very humble, hardworking. And now what you see now is a completely different entity. And I think when people are telling you different things in your ear, telling you how great you are and this and that, it has a tendency to go to your head. And I don't see that for you.
Yeah.
I see that you're being grounded and you have a clear understanding on what to expect. Now, Karma. I've had an opportunity to look at the video 3 or 4 times. Yes, I have. Yes,
three
I
or
have.
4 times.
3 or 4 times.
Close to my 1,000.
Yes, Lord. Very sensual, very tasteful. Black and white video. Des Gray, an exceptional job. How did you come up with the concept for the video?
Well, again, my team, we come together and we just think on the song. And, you know, I throw something out, they throw something out, we take different things from that. And it kind of just escalated into what it was. And we didn't want to get too crazy because, you know, everybody's watching. You don't want to, you know. And like you said, tasteful, black and white, we wanted to keep it at a class but still let them know that it was time for that. So.
Right.
It was just like I said, a collective of ideas and just, you know, something that made sense, something quick and something that was going to get it said and something, you know, tasteful for sure and high fashion.
Yes, you did, my love. You did a phenomenal job. So let's get into it. Let's get into some new music, of course, from the incredible Star Martin with Karma.
Let's
here in the zone. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. By her official website. That's at starmartinmusic.com. Also, you can catch up with her and support her family at her major websites at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all under I Am Star Martin. Princess, I must ask. Now,
yes,
you have provided I gotta ask. Now, you've provided us with three slices of cheesecake. Now, you know, the teddy bear can be somewhat greedy, so can the listeners. I have to know. When can we expect an EP or possibly an album?
It's so hard to say only because things are going extremely well. So it's like, it's a plus, and it's like, ooh, I want to put something out, but I'm working, and it's like every song is like something better or something that I'm like, oh no, that has to go in there. So I'm in the studio. It's going to be so soon. Just hold on. Let's just say fall. By fall, let's just say that. Or you know what, Banga's coming out all summer, so yeah, fall.
All right, we're gonna hold you to that. And speaking to holding you that, we have some lines. Yeah, we got some people on the lines. We got you covered, family. We're going to area code 702. Yes, Lord. We're going to area code 702. Viva Las Vegas. You're on the line with Star Martin and Teddy Bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Valerie Collins, Star Martin's aunt, and I'm here with my third grader.
Hey, guys. What's up?
One minute. Who else wants to ask a question?
I got a statement.
Wait a minute.
I got a statement.
You have a statement?
Did you have a good time?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. We have Disneyland on the line. Let's go.
I
liked when you said that when you do discipline, you follow up to your dreams.
Oh, I love you so much for that. Thank you so much. I'm happy that stuck with you, and I want you to keep that for life, okay?
Okay. You are good fingers.
Thank you so much, my love.
Thank you for calling.
Oh
my
God! I like all your songs that you sing.
All right, love
thank you so
mom.
Much.
What's it doing?
I love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
I got that going crazy. I got that.
Bye, y'all.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
That's
feedback.
So cute. It's the cutest ever. It is. I love it. It just gives me goosebumps.
It's a beautiful thing. Got some more callers on the line. Let's go to area code 314276. You're on the line with Star Martin and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Shanique Martin, Star Martin's mom.
Oh, my
Ooh.
Goodness. The queen of the household is called. How are you doing, Miss Martin?
Hi, Pickle Toes.
I'm great. How are you? Hi, kitty cat.
What's up with you? You listening? I see you're stalking me, per usual.
Yes. Number one fan. Number
I love
one
her.
Fan. I just want to say great job. Great job.
Thank you. I love you so much. And I'm going to be calling you right after.
Well, my queen, okay, since I have you on, the line, I have to ask. So what was it like to have a very driven daughter growing up in the household?
Oh, my God. Oh, it was ridiculous. This girl, at 12, she went online, and she said,
okay.
She went online to find some singing lessons. And she went online, and she said, hey, somebody needs to take me to singing lessons. I'm like, so I got to work. So she goes to my mom, and she said, I need to be at singing lessons every Tuesday. So my mom did it. Then she said, everything she wanted to do, she was in all kind of talent shows, beauty pageants and everything. This girl just, I mean, she made you do what she wanted to do.
Why doesn't that surprise me one bit?
It's crazy. I get it from her, literally.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful. I want to thank you so much for calling in and supporting her, because she has done a phenomenal job on her music. And like I told her, I see great things for her in the future. And as long as she stays driven and has her head on right, the sky's the limit for her.
Exactly. And thank you. And you're welcome also.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. My goodness, my love, I see where you get your intelligence and I see where you get your beauty from. How does it feel to know that you have your mom and your family support you like this?
It feels awesome. Like, I just feel like I have it easy compared to people because my family is so loving of me. And I grew up with my family, just everybody's so close. So it's amazing.
As you get bigger and get more exposure and the monetary aspect starts to roll in, what are some of the things that you like to do for your mom and do for your dad? Just do for your family. What would you like to do?
Well, the first thing I always tell her, I'm like, I'm going to get you, when you wake up, it's going to be like 1,000 roses and breakfast. She's like, oh, whatever. But I think that's so cute. So I'm doing that first. And she's going to want a house. So I'm definitely going to get her a house. I'm probably going to stay there too. So.
Oh my goodness.
I think we'll just have fun. We'll find 1,000 things to do with it.
That's cool. That's cool. And speaking of 1,000 things, we got 1,000 callers. Let's get back on the line. Going to area code 618. You're on the line with Star Martin and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
This is Tasha from home. Hey, Star.
Hey, girl.
I was just calling to show some support. I saw that you shared the post. I just wanted to let you know that I was listening.
Okay, girl. She's like one of my biggest fans. I appreciate you so much, Tasha, girl.
Girl, you know it.
Love you. Thank you, Tasha. Thank you, Tasha, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
All right. The support and the love is real. My goodness. I'm so proud of you. I'm really, truly proud of you. Just kind of sit back from the time I had you on. And to see your progress and your growth. And like your mom said, hey, I'm going to get some singing lessons. I need somebody to take me.
Yeah. I had to do it. I was like, you know what? Let me get to it because I see I'm going to have to be my own manager.
There you go. That's what you have to do. But I'm really, a lot of times I have the pleasure to have spoken and conversed with so many different great artists. And I've sat back a lot of times and I've just seen their progression or decline over the years and see if they're really about this and they really truly believe. And I've sat back and I said, man, she's serious. She really, really wants this. And that makes me feel good because that shows me that you're very serious about this art form. Again, I'm so thoroughly proud of you. Remember, family, the music, the two new singles, forget the two, the three singles, Pregame, Karma, Walls, all available as we speak.
And hallucinating, don't forget.
And hallucinating, my faux pas, my love.
Oh, yes. So true.
Hallucinating is also available too. Can you do me the privilege and the honor of introducing Walls to the listeners out there?
Yes, of course. I want everybody to tune in and make sure you download this as well. But this is my brand new single, Sultry, Inviting. Star Martin, Walls. Here
so
on LOTL, The Zone. I'm like your announcer.
Just the two, and the world ain't gotta know as long as we stay in these walls. And the world ain't gotta know as long as we stay.
The incredible Star Martin, her new hit single, Walls, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by her official website at www.starmartinmusic.com. Princess, it is always pleasure to have you here in the zone. You know, this is your home, away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know. And hopefully soon we can get you down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio.
I would love to come, and I am coming. With that being said, thank you for having me. This is my home away from home. I always feel welcome. I always feel warm. Your voice is very inviting. I love it. So thank you for having me, and it's always fun, literally, always.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. And all them gentlemen out there sending all those messages on her Instagram, hey, she ain't got no time for no foolishness. She's driven. Lord have mercy.
Yes, stay away.
Ew. Stay away. Stay away. Stay strong, my lovely one. And I look forward to seeing you very soon, okay?
Yes, same. Have a nice day. Right. Thank you for having me again.
God bless. The very talented Star Martin here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, you can cop the new hit singles, Walls. Okay, of course, I got you covered with Karma and also Pregame and Hallucination. You got to pick it up. And remember, show that support. It's imperative that we support not good, but great music. And she is definitely putting out some great music. Follow her, catch up with her, of course, at her very sociable media websites on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, also on SoundCloud, all on I Am Star Martin. Yes, Lord. Well, I got here. I'm cozy. I'll take a quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. But in the meantime, is it all right if we go back in time and listen to some Pregame from the incredibly talented Star Martin here in the zone of LOTO Radio?
I just came to have some fun, to be your wife and shit. Plus, you not my type of shit. I'm just 50,000 shit. I'm gone. I might be drunk for the kickoff, blowing up smoke for the tip off. Pour it up one time, all bottles on me tonight. It's going down. Got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my cards. Patrolling in my system, playing Scrabble with my words. No L's, no loss, they won, they go. And we going fly. It's a pregame, pregame, follow. Shots, gunning them down. I call it shooting with star. Buy out the bar, another round, and I'm knocking down. Everywhere I go, I'm with the same old clique. You know, everywhere I go, I hear the same old shit. But I know that I got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my cards. Patron in my system, playing Scrabble with my words. No L's, no loss, safe one, take off. And we going fly. It's a pregame. And I ain't even worried about how the hell I'm getting home. And we ain't even made it to the club, but damn, I'm in my zone. Damn, I'm in my zone. I got Patron goggles on. And everything I'm seeing right now look like something I want. And I ain't even worried about how the hell I'm getting home. And we ain't even made it to the club, but damn, I'm in my zone.
On tour, we can barely see each other, and you told me you ain't like that. But what if I find a way where we can still be together and get freaky? Would you like that? I know I'm getting you warm. I'm about to fuck you all night and hit it until the morn. How I do will keep you wetter than a mystical storm. Even though I ain't gonna be there in the physical form. Cause I lick you anywhere you want. Freaky nigga from the hood, do you good when I rub your body? Pull your head towards me so that I can get up in you from the back while I scream, ooh, shout it. Had to snatch you up out that thong. Let's get it on as many times as you want. Now visualize that it's me while you touch yourself. Can you feel me coming through the phone?
I'm waiting in the living room, drinking Alizé, ready for you to touch me soft, rub me strong, get me wet, love me long, but wait a minute, I need you to take all your clothes off, I want you to come in here and set it off, from the floor to the bed, baby, tell me how you do it.
gotta dig your bag just a little bit. Selena Johnson and Twista, Phone Sex, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, the very talented and captivating Star Martin with Pregame. And my queen, I want to thank you once again, a very special shout out to the very talented, yeah, Star Martin. Thank you, my love, for joining us today. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Walls. Lord help me, available everywhere as we speak. And to get all the latest updates, let your lovely fingers do the walking. Stop by Star Martin's official website at www.starmartinmusic.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, and also on Instagram, all under the score of I Am Star Martin. Yes, Lord. So it is written, so it definitely shall be done. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. You can listen to the show in its entirety. Yeah, we're on Google Play. Head over to the Google Play Music Store, download the app, and just type in LOTL, The Zone. Also, we're on iHeartRadio, same handle for TuneIn, Spotify. We have you totally covered. That's what we do here to make you feel good. And to get all the latest updates, stop by, contact up. Yeah, follow us on Twitter. Do that. Let your first move be your best move. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Also on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, yeah, we're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL Radio. The Zone, feeling extra cuddly. Oh, if you're not aware, yeah, the votes are in. It's been tallied. I've been rated, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yeah, that cuddly chocolate teddy bear with some very white baby blues, one of my favorite colors, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, the way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face, or just the way you're standing there right now. And you really, really, really look good to me, baby. In your baby blue panties. Yes, love. You look good to me right now. In your baby blues. Them baby blues in you.
the maestro, Barry White. You look so good in your baby blues. Lord have mercy. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, speaking of baby blues, won't you join the teddy bear tomorrow as we welcome the incredibly talented Lucene Filon, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new self-titled album, Lucene, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and for those on the East Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern. We got you covered all the way around. Again, a special shout and a lot of love to the incredibly talented Star Martin. Thank you, Princess, for joining us. And remember, family, get the new single out, Karma, and also Walls, Hallucination. And also, yeah, I got to step back a little bit. Last year, pregame, all available, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. It's been real. I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. Without you, there's no teddy bear, and there's definitely no zone. To all is much given, too much is required. And again, thank you so much for your support. Until we see each other again, which will be tomorrow, of course, I want you to take care of one another, love one another, appreciate the things that you have, because there are so many people out there that don't have what you're capable of acquiring. And that means love, honor, and support is definitely a beautiful thing. And as in always, keep it soulful. We're going to close it with some more Barry White with, yeah, I definitely get off on you here in the zone. Of LOTO Radio.
You are different. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, baby. And to me, you're different as night and day from all the rest. There's not a lot of things that can excite me, ignite me. that baby step.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.